This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The 2024 K-State Garden Hour, hosted by Extension Horticulture staff across the state, focused its April webinar on the benefits of companion planting. Reno County Horticulture Extension Agent Pam Paulson says one of the methods that fits really well in companion planting is the use of cover crops for soil improvement and disease management.
Cover crops, they're called a crop, but we don't harvest them as a crop. We grow them for their benefits of them just being growing there in that place. So one of the ways they benefit our soil is they really decrease the need to disturb that soil with tillage. Often the way these cover crops work is you plant them and then you either terminate them by mowing them or even just plant them in the fall and then they winter kill. And then you can just plant your crops right in that residue. So then you're not disturbing that soil. You're not disturbing all those beneficial microorganisms that are in the soil by tilling the soil. With cover crops, they're usually either planted prior to your desired crops, and then you either mow them or they get killed off one way or another, and you can plant right in that residue, or you plant them after you've harvested your crop, so then your soil is not sitting bare. Because they aren't grown at the same time as your crop, they're still considered a companion crop because they are beneficial to that crop that you're growing. So they will reduce soil erosion. Many of them are great habitat for beneficial insects. Using cover crops are a great way to move nutrients throughout the soil. So if you're growing a shallow rooted crop like onions, you can plant a deeper rooted cover crop that will pull some of those nutrients that have leached down lower into the soil. It'll pull those up to the growing area. Many of the cover crop plants we use are legumes, and so they will actually fix nitrogen and provide nitrogen to the plants growing. It's a great way to improve the biodiversity of the plants that are growing in an area. Again, improve soil fertility, improve soil structure by adding more organic matter and not tilling that soil. In different ways, they also suppress weed growth. And cover crops that are great for using for your soil improvement. Oats are one that you can plant in the fall and they tend to winter kill. And then in the springtime, you can just plant right in that residue. Buckwheat is one I really like for planting in between cool and warm season crops. It's a very fast growing crop. So if I've got a cool season crop that's already been harvested, but it's maybe just a little too cool yet to plant my warm season crops, I can plant some buckwheat in there and usually it'll come up within a few days, and by a week or two, it's covering the area. And when you're ready to plant your warm season crops, again, you can just mow that down and plant right in that residue. Winter rye is one that you plant in the fall. It usually will overwinter, so that is one that you want to mow before you plant your desired crop, but it is a great weed suppressor. Crimson clover is one that adds nitrogen to the soil because it's a legume, but it's also great for attracting pollinators. Winter wheat is another one, plant in the fall and then mow it before it goes to seed in the springtime. Cowpeas are one that you can plant early spring, and then just as they bloom or right before they bloom, again, they're one you want to mow because you don't want it to go to seed, but they are great for providing nitrogen in the soil. They're a very fast growing legume, so they're one that you can plant in between crops as well. If you've got really heavy soil, the tillage radish, it's also known as a daikon radish, get very long and big, and they're great along with turnips and beets for breaking up heavy soil. You can plant those in the fall and then they'll continue to grow until that soil really freezes. And then you can either harvest them and eat them as a crop or just leave them in the soil and they will deteriorate and add organic matter to the soil. And then we can also use companion planting for pest management. So we can lure pests away from our desired crops through trap cropping. And then they will also disrupt insect feeding behaviors or egg laying behaviors, as well as just impede the movement of pests doing hedgerows, like between a non-cropped area and a cropped area. If you have a hedgerow or a thick ground cover, will inhibit some of our ground-dwelling insect pests.
That's Reno County Horticulture Extension Agent Pam Paulson on the benefits of companion planting. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.